We shall begin the proceedings with the recital of Qiraat and Dua in memory of the founders, past trustees and other benefactors of the fund. This will be recited by Khatib Jazuli Salahuddin.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء وألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينحون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم. إلى حضرة نبينا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا ثم إلى روح من بينهم. الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل اعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على رسولك سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم عليه. اللهم أوسع ما كرعنا من كلامك العزيز وكتابك الشريف هذه هدية واصلة ورحمة نازلة وبركة شاملة منا إلى حضرة نبي الكريم ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا ثم إلى روح من نوينهم. اللهم اغفر لهم ورحمهم. اللهم اغفر لهم ورحمهم. اللهم اغفر لهم ورحمهم. اللهم اجعل قبرهم روضة من رياض الجنان. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صلوات الله وسلامه وتحياته ورحمته وبركاته على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. صلاة وسلاما عليك يا رسول الله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you, sir.
The Honorable Minister of Shipping, Ports, Rehabilitation and Reconstruction, Mr. M. H. Mashraf, Mr. Nisanka Vijayaratna, former Minister and Member of Parliament, Deshamanya Dr. A.M. M. Shahabdeen, Kalasuri, Mr. Sivagud Nadan, Mr. Ali Aziz, Chairman of the Committee of Management of the Ceylon Muslim Scholarship Fund, and Mr. A.S. Muzamil, Secretary of the Board of Trustees, distinguished invitees, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum. It is indeed my privilege to welcome all of you today to the 50th anniversary celebrations of the Ceylon Muslim Scholarship Fund. I stand before you today as the 50th president of the chairman of the Board of Trustees. I, by the grace of Allah, am one of a long succession of eminent Muslims who have held office before me. They were certainly far-sighted persons who had the welfare of our community in their heart. Their mission, our founder's mission, was to ensure that no Muslim scholar, capable and deserving, residing in any part of the island, is deprived of an education he or she deserves for want of money. They were fully aware that in spite of the visible minority of Muslims who live in urban areas, a large mass of our community were living well below the poverty line. This was the unseen majority, which most people did not see or did not wish to see. Our pioneers believed that education was the only way out of this morass. They launched this fund with minimum funfare and were able to collect a substantial amount of money to start the fund. Alhamdulillah, we, their successors, have tried our best to carry out their mission in the past 50 years. We have assisted over 2,000 scholars who, by the beneficence of Allah, have graced various posts from civil servants to doctors of medicine, professors, engineers, and so many others. We continue to do so even today. However, there has been one fly in the ointment. Our founders believed that the scholars who benefited would repay the amounts given to them, thereby helping succeeding scholars. But this unfortunately has not been the case, possibly because it is of our poor administration. We have had to go to the public for funds, and I must say that the reasons that the response has been heartwarming. Our annual appeal and other requests have been well met. In fact, our announcement of our Golden Jubilee this year, early this year, has brought in, by the grace of Allah, nearly ₹1 million, of which about 500,000 was committed within the past 2 weeks. Our chairman will give you the details later on. If any of you who are present here today would like to commit yourself to support the fund, you would have all received a commitment form. I hope you could fill in and send it over to us by the conclusion of today's meeting. Mr. Ashraf, sir, it is certainly my privilege to welcome you as our guest of honor and keynote speaker. We are well aware of your several commitments, especially in these days, but we could not find a more competent person to do the honors to Muslim education than you, sir. Your commitment to Muslim education and to the welfare of Muslims in Sri Lanka is too well known. We have with us several distinguished speakers also who speak to us. Thank you for your presence. And I now conclude my speech. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.